We miss you here in Tampa Bay. I got to tell you that. I think the last time I saw you was about a year ago, and you've moved on from locale, but you're in your old stomping grounds, aren't you?
Oh, God, yeah. Well, you know, I'm still obviously involved, still a partner with locale.
Sure.
But I had committed to at least a year to get it up and running, get everybody trained in. And now I go back and forth. I'm actually on my way to Tampa in a few minutes.
Ooh.
A few meetings. But, yeah, I certainly have so many great friends down here, and always happy to get back.
Well, I do love what you're involved with now. I caught up with you on Facebook, and I saw a picture of you with an old checker cabin. That's something that's very near and dear to your heart, isn't it?
It is. You know, I started and put myself through not only my USF studies, but my CIA Culinary Institute studies by driving a cab in New York. And it was, it was amazing. It was actually the best classroom I've ever had. I learned so much in that cab. So I'm getting one back on the road, and really to the benefit of kids and partnering with the City Kids Foundation, and finding great inspirational New York stories that I think will resonate.
Well, you've got to have an awful lot of great New York stories over your career.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
But you're gonna hold on to those, because potentially this could turn into a TV show, couldn't it?
That's the plan. Yes.
Now tell me about City Kids and how you got involved with them.
You know, City Kids is an awesome organization that's been around actually for 30 years.
Wow.
And it's sort of being relaunched, and it just does so many amazing things, empowering young people and city kids that may not have otherwise had an opportunity to express their talents in the arts and dance and whatnot. Also, Impact Repertory Theater is a sister program of City Kids, and you might know them from there's a movie called August Rush, a scene, and it's a troupe out of Harlem. Amazing kids that were actually nominated for an Academy Award for their performance in that movie. So these are all kids that just with extraordinary talent, led by a guy named Jamal Joseph, who also has an amazing story himself. So, some really wonderful people, and this is just another way to get exposure for them and hopefully raise funds for the program as they relaunch it.
So what you're going to start off with is actually restoring this checker cab. And how old is that, 1977 checker cab?
That's 77, which is kind of sentimental because that's the year I started driving a cab in New York. The year I graduated high school, which, as soon as I graduated and got my license at age 17, I hit the road, and it was an extraordinary time in New York. I started in the summer of 77, so that's when we had, crime was just incredible. Sam was running around New York City. We had a blackout that just crippled the city. It was an amazing time.
And you were driving a cab.
Yeah, as a 17-year-old.
Wow.
And like I said, it did so much for me. When I was a teen, I wanted to sort of turn around and bring it back to benefit other teens. And that's the master plan for what we're doing.
So,
it's a wacky but very fun project.
And this project's going to run about $45,000 to restore that cab. How's that going?
It's going well, yeah. And I'm... the campaign will run for about 6 weeks or so. We've got some interesting incentive packages, and as soon as I get back to New York next week, I'm going to add some more incentives to the pot. And, I'm feeling very hopeful. And once the cab is restored, then I'll be shooting a pilot episode and start selling it around to different outlets.
That's going to be interesting. There's nothing wrong with adventure, and especially in a city cab. So would you be sitting in the back of the cab and telling those stories, or how would this work?
No, I'll be driving, and we've got a lot of celebrities lined up to, could be taking celebrities back to their roots, to their neighborhoods. And again, just searching out great New York stories. And, if you look at even just celebrities, how many not only come from New York, but others who had their careers started or really launched in New York. And, it's not just about celebrities. If you see this campaign called Humans in New York, which is just basically, people on the street that you meet and just what's their backstory? Tell me about your story. And there's a wealth of very deep, very passionate, inspirational stories that could be told.
Well, you won't be hurting it for great stories. And 10% of all the donations are going to go right to City Kids, right?
That's correct. And then a portion moving forward with anything that's done with the car. And I'll be using it for community events, charity events. And then obviously, assuming we sell a TV show, a portion of anything moving forward will benefit City Kids for sure.
Now, if someone wants to friend you on Facebook, make a contribution, how should they go about that? How about for Facebook, Twitter, any social media?
Yes, the title is called 77 Checker, and we've got a Facebook page, we've got a Twitter account, and it's campaign run through Indiegogo.
Okay.
So it's Indiegogo campaign, and 77 is the name of the campaign itself.
And
77
we'll...
Checker, I'm sorry.
Okay, we'll have links to that right from the website. I know you've got to get on the road yourself right now, but it's an intriguing project, and I'd love to follow up with you to see how the campaign goes, and we'll look forward to the premiere of the first TV show.
That's so great. I really appreciate your interest. Thank you, Ann.
Oh, you're welcome, Don. Have a safe trip.
God bless. Take care.
Bye-bye.